We're on page Resh Yud Beis in the Sefer Bilvavi Mishkan Evna, commentary on the Mesillas Yesharim. We're in the first chapter, and Mesillas Yesharim has been discussing how the physical taivas of this world can pull a person away from the true good. And we were resolving the conflict between the fact that the physical pleasures take a person away from the world, while there are certain mitzvahs in the Torah where a mitzvah is supposed to bring you closer to the Tov Amiti, the closeness to Hashem, and those mitzvahs are in fact very physical mitzvahs themselves, such as eating on Shabbos. So how do we resolve that conflict? And the author says we resolve it because there's two ways of dealing with one's taivas. You can either try to starve the taiva, but if you starve the taiva, it will just fight back even harder, which makes it very difficult to do. But that's one method of getting that done, and it takes a lot of self-control to be able to do this. If you can and you're consistent, it will slowly weaken that taiva and that resistance. And the other way is to subjugate the physical taivas, the other way is what he calls is the way of Shabbos Kodesh. So 6 days of the week, you're starving yourself. And the Shabbos, you have the food, but under the influence of the aura of Shabbos. It is very much similar to the idea that we learned this week in the Navi class, the idea of suppressing, and then ishapchia, to turn over and turn it around. Similar idea, having the physical pleasures surrounded in the environment of Shabbos. And we're right in the middle of that. So let's start again from the top of the page, Resh Yud Beis. We'll repeat the last paragraph. Shabbos Kodesh Megia Mitfis Acheres. Shabbos comes from a different grasp of the situation, which is Ma'at Min Ha'or Docha Harbi Min Ha'Choshech. A little bit of the light pushes away a lot of the darkness. Tein L'Guv L'Chiyus Kamo Shehu. Give the body life as it is. Ata ochel v'shos ata yoshin shinu v'shabbos tainuk tein l'guf eschalko. Give the body its what it wants. V'ol b'shosh ata neisin l'guf eschalko v'hu lo misnageit. And when you're giving the body what it wants and it's not fighting back, o'oz ma'ad ha'or shal to'a mimchaim zachu te'imu shal neshama shumuch nasbo yidcha harbi min ha'choshech shal l'guf. A little bit of the light of the taste of the neshama as it enters the person, it pushes away a lot of the darkness of the body. And let's continue. He's going to say a little bit more. Lamadnu kan efo shnei drachim l'shviras ha-taivas ha-chomris. We've learned two ways of breaking the physical taivas. Ha'aches lo loseis l'taiva ha-gashmis milui. Don't allow the physical taivas to fulfill their desires. U'la'at la'ati tishaber, and slowly be broken. Zohi derech ha-sigufim, derech ha-muchama. This is the way of self-affliction. It's the way of battle. Mamidim es koach ha-neshama neged koach ha-guf milchamim. Let the power of the soul fight it out with the power of the guf. In a fair fight, the power of the soul always can win at the end of the day. Again, this is also similar to what we learned in the Rambam last night, where the Rambam says that if you are very bad in one aspect of the spectrum of midos, if a person is if on one line of spectrum, you can have an extreme is being angry all the time. That's extreme in one way. The extreme on the other end is never to have any feeling and emotions no matter what happens to you, which is also not the most perfect way, although that's not the best example. Because about anger, but still, it is extremes. You have other extremes as well. But what he says is, go to the other extent, to the complete other extreme. So what are you doing? You're starving out the negative manifestation of it. So that's one way. Vashni, and the second way is, Tein legufas ha-taivas ha-gashris. Give the body its physical taivas. But he says in the brackets, but it's understood, only a certain amount. Don't let it get strong. You have one piece of challah, one piece of fish, one piece of chicken, not 12 pieces of challah. Because then you're just making the body stronger. Just give it, you know, give the body, as the pasuk says, give the Yetzer Hara bread. Give him what he has to have, not filet mignon. You know, just give what it needs. But if, but because a person, by arousing the soul inside of him, he limits the physical taivas. That a little of the light pushes away a lot of the darkness. Now, many people like to only use this second method. Therefore, they buy on the Shabbos all the good for that Shabbos. Because they say, oh, a little bit of light pushes off the darkness. They only learn one Mishnah in the morning, get away with the minimum. Mishnah Chasberev, one Mishnah at night. Everything's going to be pushed off because of that one Mishnah. That's not going to work. That's not going to work. He says, "Varei kol echad mevi." Everyone understands. She said, "Dimin muflog mikol akivunim." This is an exaggeration of umat minor toch harbi min achoshech. But clearly, to have this happen, that yesh bo beis tenoim. Number, there's two conditions here. Ha'echad shemendubar al or shemimenu hu yakabu chius. There's got to be a light that you get life from it. It's got to be the real light. Not just at Shabbos. You haven't done anything to bring the light of Shabbos in. You have to really bring the light of Shabbos in. You have to really create a very, very strong, positive environment. The second is you feed the body in a normal way, according to what a person needs. But not from a big place of big taivas. So, you basically have two ways to deal with it. Either you're going to take the power of the neshama, which is the aspect of the meat of gvura of the neshama. You're going to use that meat of gvura, and the gvura is going to have self-control, and sometimes it's self-control, sometimes it's just doing. Sometimes it's an aspect of doing something, but mostly it's self-control. And I will not give in to my taivas. And that only can come from a very strong sense of midas ha-gvura that comes from the godly soul. The godly soul's midas ha-gvura is bigger than the goof's taiva. And just break it. A human being is capable of such self-control. On the other hand, you have, let's use another mita. We'll use the mita of chesed. Use the mita of kindness. You'll bring a very positive, holy energy in. It's also coming from the neshama. And in light of that holy, holy energy, when you bring in a little bit of the body, then the body isn't fighting against you. Because the body has been taken care of to the little that it needs. And then, in contrast to the tremendous kedusha that's going on, when the person looks at what he's doing to engage his body, he's saying, you know, compared to this great kedusha, this is what I need in my body isn't really that important. And you see the insignificance of taking care of the body. Right? So there's two approaches. And yeah, I mean, if you can do, use both. Use both. On Shabbos, during the week, you have to just starve it out. But on Shabbos, you have to bring the kedusha of Shabbos in anyway. And the whole point is now to take. Then if you're able to do that properly, then you're able to take that which you have controlled during the 6 days and say, now I'm only eating this, ma'amish l'shem shemai, just for the sake of heaven, because Hashem commanded me to do it, and I just take enough of what I need. And yes, food has to be elevated in a spiritual way as well, and that's how you take it. And really, if a person was dieting correctly, that would be a good method as well. During the week, you have to eat much less, and you can't have any of your favorite foods, because you know you're gonna gain weight. You just eat even during the week. I mean, I wouldn't suggest we fast mamish. I think nowadays if we eat a healthy diet, that's painful enough for most people. Eating vegetables and fruits and lean meat is a painful enough way to eat for the world that we live in today. Right? If we'd fast, we wouldn't have any koyach to learn. We wouldn't have any koyach to do our avodas Hashem. But if you eat mamish, not the most exciting foods in the world, and in terms of everything else as well, you know, buying stuff, just what you need, that's painful enough, and that's starving out the Yetzer Hara guns fine. And on Shabbos is when you have one pastry for dessert. You have a little bit more of your favorite foods, small amounts. But again, that only really works if you're bringing the Shabbos the way it should be brought in. So those are the two ways that one can destroy the drives that we have for physical things. So now he continues with the words of the Mesil Shasharm. V'nimtza shumusam be'emes b'socha mulchama chazaka. It comes out that a person is truly placed within a very strong battle. A war, explains the Bilvavi. Kol chaya adam heim be'etzem suk shel mechama. A person's whole life is basically a war. Mechama ben hakoach hachomri shebo lebein hakoach haruchani shebo. It's a war between the physical force that's within yourself and the spiritual force. So the question is, ha'im yesh man ba'odam kasher uchai ba'olam hazeh sheyesh lo guf b'lin neshama? Is there a time while a person's alive in this world where he has a body without a soul? Well, no. Is there a time when you only have a soul without a body? Gamlo, no. Then it would be possible to say there's no battles. Every time you find yourself in the world, you're always with a body and a soul. Since the body and soul are contradictory forces, conflicting forces, therefore the battle is always. There's certain times where the battle is stronger, sometimes it's not as tough. But the reality is, he finds himself consistently within a very strong battlefield. And now the Mesil Shasharim elaborates on the battle. He says, "Ki chol inyanei ha'olam bein latov bein lara, hinehem nisyonos la'adam." Because all aspects in this world, whether they're good, whether they're bad, they're all nisyonos for a person. Kan melamdenu rabbeinu Ramchal davar amuk. So Bavavi explains that the Lutzaro is explaining something very deep over here. He's basically going to say every second of your life is a battle. And this is not what we want to hear. That which evil, negative things, that's a test. We understand that very clearly. If we come to a point where your anger gets aroused and you're about to yell and scream at somebody, you have to control yourself. Or a taiva wakes itself up. Certainly that's a test. Are you going to constrain it or not? And the fact that most things in this world are based on physical taivas and really aren't good, we understand that. Well, Kanu Kosev, ki kol inyonei ha'olam, bein letov, bein lera. But here we're saying every aspect in this world, whether it's good or bad, is a test. So the question is, how is it possible to say that the good also brings with itself a test to man? L'dugma, for example, that's for sure. We understand a physical taiva is bad. It's clear. It's a test for a person. Hataivul Elokim, Haritovi, but a lust for Hashem, that's a good thing. Malim Kenan is Soina Tomo. So what is the test that is buried in there? Ech Efshar Lahagdir Bechlolo Shekol Advar Matovim Gam Heim Begeder Nisoyin Lono. How can we define in general all these good things that they are in the category of a test for human being? How can going to shul be a test? All those things. Yesh B'dvar Me'elu Chitzoni Supnius. All these things we're talking about, there's an external way of looking at it and a deeper way of looking at it. Hachitzoni, let's look at the external. Adam Lo Me Torah Ma Yesh Yosem Yizer. Person's learning Torah, what could be better than that? As the pasuk says, Ki Lekach Tov Nasati Luchem Torsi Al Tazovu. Hashem says, I gave you a good deal. I gave you the Torah, don't let it go. But it could be bad. It is a test. Avu Yachal Lumod Kidei Lekanter Lumod L'Shem Kavod L'Shem HaSagas Chayim Abo. A person can have reasons with ulterior motives. He could be learning in order to destroy other people. He could be learning for the sake of honor. He could be learning just so he can get into Olam Haba. It's not L'Shem Shemai. Nimcha Shal Av Sha Torah Hi Vadei Dover Tov. Even though Torah is a great thing, Avu Lomid Misibas Achers, he's learning for other reasons. Acharei Loshan Ramchal Ki Kol Inyonei Olam Hem Nisyonos. But Utsado says everything in this world is a test, even love. And he's born, and let's reflect. What could be bad with loving spirituality, loving Hashem? The answer is Bapasha simply we might think the simple meaning is when he says aspects of this world, it means this world, Olam Hazeh, this world. It couldn't be physical, spiritual pleasures. Haruchani say to me, they're not from this world. Maybe he's not speaking about spiritual pleasures. They're not really part of this world. But deeply, as we've already said, every aspect, even in your spirituality, can either be lishma or not lishma. Either it's altruistic or with ulterior motives. Even the taiva to serve Hashem is also a test. Next page, Reishu Dalad. Mao, what's the test? He answers, "Ma yikra barega shalot tiel adam taiva." What happens when a person doesn't have a taiva? Meaning to say, "Emiyavad es bara alon." Will a person serve Hashem or not? What do we mean? Im adam oved rak machmas hataiva hamislava lavodas bar. If a person only serves Hashem because he has a drive and a yearning to serve Hashem, what happens? Kishiyitlu b'menas ha-taiva, hu lo yavod. It's possible if the taiva is gone, he isn't going to serve Hashem anymore. Nimsa sha-taiva hi nisoyin avura li-tzur lo matzav shu ovid rakashesh lo taiva. Could be that this taiva to serve Hashem creates within himself a situation that he only serves Hashem when he has the taiva to serve Hashem. But if he doesn't have the taiva to serve Hashem, he doesn't. What do you mean? Well, so, you know, let's reverse it. How about taiva to eat? Taiva to fress? Well, you know, you don't always have that taiva. What about if you're very tired? So I have no taiva to eat, so you don't eat. You don't feel well. So just like it's possible not to always have a taiva to be involved in the physical world. So you wake up, I don't have a taiva to serve Hashem today. So I only serve Hashem when I have a taiva. I don't have a taiva, I don't serve Hashem. That becomes a test as well. Adam Shoesho Avas Hashem, Umikocha Oved Huasparo. A person loves Hashem, and because he loves Hashem, he serves Hashem. Ma'ikrim Larega, Kati Yitol Menor Kadosh Baruch Hu Zor Ha'avav Hu Yifasek O Yuchlosh. What if all of a sudden, suddenly Hashem cuts the light of the love? It's broken or weakened. And Yam Shechlav with Bosa of Tokaf, is he going to serve Hashem with that excitement, with that power? If not, Nim Tishahava Yotzeres Etzel Nisayon Godlo Bitzuris Avodoso. Comes out that the love creates within himself a great test in the form of his service. Yesh Nodam Shemaida Lakadish Baruch Hu Kishatovlo. There are those who give thanks to Hashem when things are going well. Baruch Hashem, Yesh Isha, Yesh Lulodim, Yesh Parnasa, Yesh Brius, Hodul Hashem, Kitoiv. Baruch Hashem, a person can have a wife and kids and Parnasa and health, and thank God, everything's good. Aval imrachmon litzlan ima isha hu lo beduk mistader hayodim lo kach mishagin kashura im parnasa im prius. What if, God forbid, it's the opposite, that your wife isn't so perfect, the kids aren't behaving the way they should, there is no parnasa, there is no health, God forbid. Shom kvar ha'oda enu mitzuya sukukach. In that situation, the thanks isn't so great. Comes out, his connection to Hashem is only based on the fact that everything's on the good side. So the good becomes a test. So Adam she'ein lo brios or parnasa zevari nisayin, a person who never had health in parnasa, that's certainly a test. Agam yesh she'esh lo brios or parnasa, that those who have health and have a parnasa. Omeid hu b'fnei sugach shalom sanos. Now he stands with a different type of test. Meharov dimachitzonim shel ve'yishman yishur ve'yivad. He is now tested with the external layers, external levels of the pasuk that says, and Yeshurun grew fat and kicked. Adarovet apnimi shekol ador shumode labori hurakashu nosilo. Could be you've reached a level in an inner way that all your thanks is only because Hashem gives you. What if God doesn't give him? Everything's gone. Like we see what happened after the Holocaust. They're Jews who gave up. They threw off the yoke of heaven. They became secular. Because they had all these questions. How could God do such a thing? So where do those questions come from? The Chazanish explained, anyone after the Holocaust had questions in faith? Really, it just proves retroactively he didn't have faith in God before the Holocaust either. Because his whole emunah was based on everything working out right. Soon as things didn't work out properly, he didn't believe anymore. So it was really just a contingently type of emunah. Adam kazem eroshah yevegeder maimin. Person like that in the beginning never really believed. So it comes out gamah tov, even the good, gamah zman hasheket v'aragu b'chaim, even the most peaceful and tranquil times in life, husuk shel nisayin l'adam, it's a type of a test for a person. Haim haim ha hisniya shel havoda tluya ba'os en akudah shetov lo, ushu obed esborei olam b'chol avav b'chol namshcha b'shnei yitzarecha. Are the conditions of your service of Hashem dependent on when things are going good for you? But you serve Hashem under all circumstances, with all your heart and all your soul, with both your yetzers. He serves Hashem with the yetzer tov and the yetzer ra. Nim tzim kein comes out, that the tests for a person are in every situation in life. Now you might not realize you're being tested. May not realize. When the things are good, you don't realize that maybe you're just reaffirming serving Hashem only when things are good, and things are going good for too long. And it becomes now part of your nature. Yeah, since Hashem is good, therefore I love Him, therefore I'm close to Him. Hashem, you know, the Yetzer Hara works in a way. He can just give you. Everything's good for a long, long, long time. Now you really have developed an attitude that, yeah, because it's good, I love Hashem. Now you're being primed for the rug to be pulled out from under you. And then you haven't had to practice, you know, saying, you know, Hashem really knows what's best for me, even when things aren't going well. Everything in this world, good or bad, is a test for man. Not only is the bad a test for a person, even the good is a test for a person. So he's going to explain more as we go on, as the Mesillas Yesharim gives all kinds of polar extremes to show what are the different tests that a person goes through. Now this is sounding very depressing, you know, but that's the way it is. In other words, what that there's always a test. you always have to be on guard. Every situation needs reflection and monitoring to make sure that you are on the right side of the page. So he starts with the words of the Masil Shasharim on page Reish Tesvav. Ha'oni mitzad echad v'osher mitzad echad. Poverty on one side and wealth on the other. Kinyan Shomer Shlomo said, Pen espa v'chichashti v'amarti mi Hashem. Lest I be satiated and I deny and say, who is God? Upeni v'resh, and lest I become impoverished. V'gonafti v'tafasti shem alokoi. And then I become a ganef, and I grab the name of Hashem, my God. Explains, Zehaoni, Hunisayin Zabur. Poverty, that's clearly a test. There's a great test to get money from not kosher places. There are tests to make extra efforts more than he needs to, and therefore he doesn't believe. Gama osher matzad hashedin sign. Wealth, on the other hand, is a test. Avol ha'oni hanisayin. Avol ba'oni hanisayin yosibur. But the test when you're poor is much more clear. Avol kamoshidi barna. But like we said, hanisayin sheish lona matzad hachiyuvi hu lo rak ba'osher. The test that the person has on the positive side isn't only with the wealth. Sheish osher hashomer labol v'raso. That there's wealth that is being guarded by its owner for his evil, which is umar b'nachasim mar b'daiga. The more money you have, the more worries you have. That's the obvious one. Avol gam malos chiyuvius b'nefesh heim suk shel nesayon. Even the spiritually positive attributes is also a type of test. V'nalulos lahavas avuru mikshol, and they can cause a stumbling block for the person. Adam Yochel Leos Baal Lev Tov. A person can be a good-hearted nature, kind person, likes to help people. When we talk about Yeshua Gaiva Al Tov Libo, he can become arrogant, knowing that he's such a good person. Inkin Kol Tov Sheshu Adam Yochel Avilo Fanim Rabim Shom Lishanos. So any possible good can bring a person to tests. You can be very rich in good mitos, and rich in good mitos can cause arrogance, and just as much as bad in bad mitos. Yeah, that's not good too, but they both can be bad. Another example says the Masil Shasharim. Hashava mitzad echad, tranquility on the one side. Vayesurim mitzad echad, and suffering on the other side. How is that? Tov shuv yesh lisbonim. We gotta think a little bit more now. Zesh hayesurim hem nisayin la'adam, borumo. The fact that suffering is a test, that's clear. A person is being tested, he's suffering. It's hard to concentrate. And everything that comes, all the bad things that come out of that, come from a lack of, you know, having your mind at ease. Can't concentrate. What is the test of tranquility? What are you lacking there? A person like that, his heart is free to serve Hashem. Tranquility is a great thing. You can now serve Hashem uninterrupted. But I know what our rabbis say. Yaakov wanted to live in tranquility. What happened? Then came all the trouble with Yosef. Tzadikim avakshim leishiv v'shalva. Tzadik wants to sit in tranquility for good reasons. He figures now I can serve Hashem uninterrupted. Aymer HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Hashem. Lo dayon la tzadikim ha'ashim l'sukon lam l'olam haba. It's not enough for the tzadikim that which is already prepared for them for the world to come. El shem avakshim leishiv v'shalva l'mazeh. They want to sit in tranquility in this world too. It's not going to be. Next page, Reish Tetzayin. Ma'u osan asayin. What is the test of tranquility? So he says, "Gambozeh kemuvan yeshnam kol minei sugim." This too we can understand is all called types of tests. Kasher adam shari b'shalvo, when a person sits in tranquility, hulo miskadeim, he doesn't progress, he doesn't grow. Pamim rabas hashalva mevi'o salamatzav she'en lo she'ivus. Many times tranquility brings a person to a situation where he doesn't have any drives. He's lost that drive to grow. and moment a person has some suffering, his emunah has to get stronger, because he starts asking questions and he has to answer them. He has to strengthen his resolve to have emunah. But when he's in a situation of tranquility, he overflows, spins off into other areas totally. Baruch Hashem, yesh parnasa, yesh brios, hakol b'seder. Guy says, Baruch Hashem, I have parnasa, I have health, everything's fine. Memela rosho b'makom echa, so his head can now go in other places. But if his heart is burning to serve Hashem, tranquility could add a lot. But if a person isn't burning with a drive to Hashem, then if he has that tranquility, that could be very dangerous. Because he's not such a big learner, not such a big davener, so he's got all this free time. Now he's going to get himself in lots of trouble. Im kein, therefore, v'chol prat min achayim kayamim shnei atzadim. So every part in your life, you've got both sides. Yisur michol lahavi esadim pnima v'yichol la'archiko. The suffering can bring a person, in both ways. Can bring him inside. In other words, he could go deeper and strengthen his emunah, and it can also distance him. And so too, can tranquility be an amazing thing? Because your heart is free to serve Hashem. On the other hand, tranquility can bring a person to a situation where mamash doesn't do anything. He feels good. When we look deeper, he's saying, when Ramchal talks about wealth and poverty, tranquility and suffering, these are examples. Every situation in life is a test. So it's not, so he explained very deeply. He said, it's not like, poverty is one thing to deal with, but we should be rich. No, rich is just as much of a test, if not more, as poverty. Every situation is a test. Every situation can go both ways. Now, question is, this is where he gets to the point. So what should be a person's focus during every situation then? You have to have a consistent approach. Because if every second of your life is a test, every situation is a test, you got to be prepared how to deal with this. You have to have a battle. If it's a war, there's got to be strategies how to deal with every situation. So how do we deal with this? So it has to be like this. And this is a way a person has to train himself how to look at every situation you find yourself in life. This is a training now. Mechad, on the one hand, olav liros esat tzadach yivivo. You have to always see the positive part of every situation in life. Umeidach ladas shunisoyin avur. And on the other hand, you have to know that it's a test as well. There is a negative part that I could fall into. I have to look at it and see what's the part that is the part that will make me succeed here. What's the part that will bring me closer to Hashem? And what's the part here that could just as well take me away from Hashem? Adam Yikra Esadvarim, a person can read these words, V'yafter Banacha, and you can walk away with a big sigh. Oy, Kolachayim Nisoyin. Whoa, all of life is a test. I'm going to just always have to fight my whole life. Avozerak Tzarechot Shel Matbea. That's only one side of the coin, you're right. That itself, the fact that you know that life is always going to be a constant test, that itself is a test. It could be depressing. Okay, what's the next test I have to go through? Keep a call matzav. Ba'oni ba'osher. B'shal b'yisurim. Yishchag shutov. Yishchag shunasayim. In every situation in life, regardless what it is, there's always a part that's good, a part that's a test. Now, ze lo omer shim oni hunisayim. Hakavana shikulo chesern. doesn't mean to say the fact that poverty is a test, meaning that it's all bad, it's all deficiency. Yes, there are parts that are deficient in that moment. But there's also virtuousness that is involved in every situation. What do we mean to say? A person should always thank the Creator. Since that's so, a lovely stock of b'chol matzav. A person has to reflect in every situation. Even on the good part. Even on the testing part. And the depths is even the essential test. Gam hu tov lodom is also good for the person. In other words, you gotta be happy with the fact that Hashem is testing you. That Hashem is giving you another opportunity to show how much you want to be close to Him. And it's another great opportunity to, in other words, I'm not just sitting away and not accomplishing anything. Every moment you can accomplish something. Every moment you can be something bigger. Histaklus al kol matzav rak b'tfisa shel nashen. If you only look at the situation, everything is a test. That only exists when somebody who is lacking a joie de vivre, a simcha in life, who looks at everything as a test. Everything's a test. I gotta be careful because, you know, I can lose. I can only lose. I have to make sure not to lose here. So you're always on the defensive. That's not a happy way to go through things in life. Right. He never has any peacefulness in life. If in the month the parnasa is good, Yermi says, I'm going to have a test of buying something I shouldn't buy. If there's not enough money in the house, he's going to complain over his bitter lot. Tamid Ralitz. It's always bad. That's one way of looking at it, always looking, oi, there's a test, oi, I have to be careful, oi. That's true. And you have to be cognizant of it, but that's not your focus. Person has to look at every matzav, and from the first way to look at it, Valeris is a tov shabo, you have to see the good that is in it. But even the good is a test that you have to stand up against. So, what he's saying is that you have to really look at it from a very positive way, saying, Baruch Hashem, Hashem is testing me. Hashem wants to me. I have the ability to show how much greatness is inside of me. It's another chance to reflect, to bring out more tremendous qualities that Hashem wants me to show, that I can show that I'm even closer to Hashem. So that's, you have to look at it as the positive spin on all these things. You have to see there is a tremendous good in the fact that the situations are always challenging. Person has to learn to love challenges in life. To love challenges. Challenge is a way to show how much I love Hashem. And great, there's another way for me to show that I love Hashem again and again and again and again and again. And Hashem is a lot of variety in the opportunities I have to show that I love Hashem. Now to really appreciate that, there's certain things we talked about in the Parsha class, where there is a concept where a person, Hashem is giving everybody the chance to really live life to its fullest extent. If a person is not tested, you're never really having the opportunity to live life to its fullest extent. Meaning to say, that just like we know, it's very bad to serve Hashem by copying other people. If you see another person who's serving Hashem and you copy his avodas Hashem, we know that that really is not healthy at all, because that's not your avodas Hashem, and you're not really serving Hashem. You're copying somebody else. So there's also an aspect that the Sforim write, that not only is there a danger of copying other people, but probably the greatest danger is copying yourself. Where a person reaches a certain level of Avodas Hashem, and now he says, oh, this is the Avodas Hashem level I want. I'm very happy with it. And now, every day of your life, you just copy the same Avodas Hashem you've been doing for the last 40 years. Which means you haven't grown at all. And therefore, to enable that to not happen, Hashem is going to give you different challenges in life to be able to grow in your Avodas Hashem. And a person has to always, just like, you know, a successful businessman who's happy, never sits back and says, oh, Baruch Hashem, the business is doing good. He's always looking, how do I grow the business? How do I grow the business? Because I don't want to be the same businessman. I want to be a better businessman. So a Yid has to know how to grow the spiritual business as well. And you can't just sit back, because if you're happy with the level you're at now, then Hashem should take you away right now. If you're going to give tzedakah today the same way you've been giving tzedakah for the last 30 years, so Hashem's saying, so what really has happened? Nothing. You haven't grown at all. So you aren't any different than you were 30 years ago. So why did I give you 30 more years of life? So you've reached a level where you daven three times a day in a minyan. That's nice. You give 10% money to tzedakah. You keep cash. You keep shops. You keep this. So good. So now you reach the level. So Hashem says, it's time to leave. He says, what do you mean? I'm only 40 years old. He says, well, what do I have to keep here anymore? You're not doing anything new. You're not doing anything new. What do you mean? I can give more tzedakah. No, but your level isn't growing. And if your level isn't growing, then I don't need you to hang around here anymore. And now you're wasting time. So that's why a person has to say, no, I can do this better. There has to be a deeper level for me to do this. That's why I'm saying, if a person is keeping Shabbos his whole life and he's always ending Shabbos at the minimum time and bringing it in at the latest time, he hasn't added, that means his Shabbos has not grown. It's not possible to say he has a deeper appreciation for Shabbos if he still keeps the Shabbos exact amount of time. It's not possible. If you've learned to like something better, you want more of it. If you want more of it, that means I make it longer. So what do you mean? What was wrong with the old way? There's nothing wrong with the old way, but what's right with the status quo? There is nothing right with the status quo. Status quo is death. And that's why God gives you tests every minute of your life, so that you will live. Now, if you look at every test as oxygen, then you don't get so grumpy about them. When another test comes along, you say, Baruch Hashem, I have a chance to grow more, to be alive, instead of living in a catatonic state. So if a person would think about that and say, I will not be the same person today as I was yesterday. I will not. And therefore, whatever the situation is, I will find the way to make it bigger and grow the business. So that at the end of the day, I could truly say I was alive today. Now that's a great feeling. And then you could look at every situation and say, how do I become the living person today that I was meant to be? If you keep that kind of focus, then it doesn't matter what the situation is. You have to say, whatever I am, I have to upgrade my Avodas Hashem. And I could say today, I truly live today. And I know that I now am a better person. I have strengthened my relationship to Hashem. I've increased my Olam Haba. And only because I had a test today. If I don't have a test, I'm gonna learn today just like I learned yesterday. That's not good. You have to learn a little better today. And that really is the positive way of looking at tests. Okay, let's stop over here.